Morning,
Okay,
Mark.
morning. Tough Kuf Tzadik. We'll just go over Seif Gimel because it's a complicated. It's a quite a complicated Seif. It's very, so I just want to go over it just to be sure it's clear because it's pretty heavy. So the nice is that just the Hakdama as to what's its key and true and all these things. Since. That's really Sif Beis and the stop. We don't know. It's on because of there's a Yalala and the Bechia that there's three types of way people cry. That is that they go they have or there's and then there's whatever and then there's then they say there's a third way. The Rosh Hashanah writes it out that there, someone starts. whatever. That's how a person cries. I mean, they say that the person doesn't start going whatever. They don't start crying like that. So these three things are different drachim of crying. It's not just like a suffix. I don't know what the Torah meant, but it could be. It sort of is. Like, I don't think it's. I don't know if it's going to change. Lust and love of Zman Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if it's going to change. And oh no, we know what the suffix. Now we know how to bechriya. I think the question is, it's more of a suffix that it which one is poyel, which one is just whatever. I don't know if it's Zman HaBayis. It was different. So Gimel Yeshem Shishir Tkiya Ketruah. There's two shittas here about Rashi Tosis Bikaron, other Rishonim. About what's the Gemara says you need Gimel Shoshu Yevavos, Gimel, which no one really speaks out a clear shear of how long a koyach is. I remember it's about, one it's like 1 2 seconds something like that.
It's supposed to match up.
Right, but it's best. That's the best.
So
the point is. Right.
Because you can do a shear that's whatever, whatever.
It,
up to
1 second is already quite long.
Yes.
Yeah.
2 seconds can't be the.
Yeah, 2 seconds is very long. Right. So it really, it's it, it you know it's. It's. I think I saw one. It's just a few of the rough feels, the mockery feels of the koyach. It's a sound. You can't give exact. Though they do check seconds, but that's more for you'll see for the tekiah, which is you have to be sure that the tekiah is shoved to the trua. So lefiz etzarich lizor shelo yarich b'shever kishloshet tremitin. You have to be sure that a shever is not kishloshet tremitin is shir tekiah. So therefore, that's not called a true anymore. It's called a tkiya. So if you have a shever and you shever, you do length of gimel koiches. So then you it's not it's, one shever is that long. That's not a shever. It's a tkiya. Doesn't have to be. It's a little bit. True is very easy. Whatever. But the shvarim, you have to beni. You could do a little bit milvad shelo yarich yosemidai. It shouldn't be too long. No, again, they're not so medactic in the seconds. Also, just getting to shvarim. I don't think it was discussed about the two and the no. Okay, there's a different in hugging about how to do shvarim. Shitas Ramban is shvarim is straight. Do. That's the Shitas Ramban. The minig in Litta, and I think Svar developed differently, whatever, is that it was a broken shever. The shever itself is broken. Not that it's three broken. It's three sounds. But even the shever itself is broken. So there are a few different minhagim with that. There's two utu. Minig to Svar, I think is two. But there's also also a 3-1, which is much more complex. That's a fee the minig. There are those that say that the broken shever, even though that was a minig, it's not so much of a makor in the rishonim. So therefore, the people who want to be makpid on to hear every hear every shita, or could be not every shita, but like. Sorry, they said that was it in Bris? I don't know, whatever. They said one of the Rishivas said it's enough. You hear tkiyas seven times. I think that's enough to be healed. You don't have to hear more than that. Seven types of tkiyas. So the regular shvarim, if a person doesn't have a specific minhag, then he probably should just do, because that's yotzei kol alma. As just as you, if the, you're in the minhag of makom, is to do it to shavar, then that's what you should do. Trua also generally is there's a couple different minhagim. I mean, we generally, Ashkenazim just do whatever, but there are is a minhag of some Moroccan, a minhag of some Sfardim. I don't know exactly which communities that the truer is that they move Esther Miller, they move their tongue, and it's one long sound. It's
Lubavitch, which is instead of nine, it's either 12 or 16.
Oh, so okay, there is a then there's a Brisker Minig. The Brisker Minig is okay. Well, that we have to see as we go through, because I think it's to be Yotze Rashi and Biyachad. To do that, then they end up doing like 18 truas or something like that. We'll talk about that in a minute because it's interesting to see how to put the two together. I'll compare this first sheet to hold which in King Yosef Michal Shever v'nas etkia v'tzarech laharich etkia shel tashrat Yosef v'shel tashat v'shel tashat Yosef v'shel tarat. Again, it has to line up. So again, you have to someone who's timing. It was timing things, should be sure that things match up. Mihu im marich harbe b'chol tkiya yei lachosh. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. As long as the tkiya is the same length or longer, then that's fine. She'ein l'shir l'mala. V'chein b'truah yachal l'harich ba k'mash yirtze. You can say, you can do however many truahs as you want. The minig is to do nine. Brought down that the minig is to do nine. But like we said that Minig Chabads do more, Minig, like I said, the Briskers do more. V'cheni Meisif al Kibbutz Shvarim Meisif Dal V'chein Ein Lachosh. And that is a Maril. The Mishmar brings down that the Minig is three, and you shouldn't do more than that. However, again, like I said, the Briskers to be yotzei, they do five because they do five short ones. We'll see in a second how that works out. So
shvarim.
So obviously, if there's a cheshbon, you don't have to do that. However, stam to be mosif shouldn't. Yishayim shashir yivava gimel trumitim. So that the first sheet holds that it's gimel koiches, which is this is Shitas Rashi that well, 1 second. Yeshem Shashir Yavava gimel trumitin. The Shir Yavava is gimel trumitin. The Shir Trua Kishosh Yavava. So I'm not talking about the Shir Tkia, talking about the Shir Trua Shehein test trumitin. The way how you judge how long the truas and tkiyah should be is that a truah has to be test trumitin. V'shir tkiyah gam kein tisha trumitin ketruah. L'fiza ein lachosh im herich chsas v'shvarim. That you can be marich chsas v'shvarim as long as you get up to, as long if the shir is gimel trumitin, you get up to that. Tzarech laharich v'tkiyah shal toshrav k'shir yubeis trumitin. Then you have to go ahead and you have to be marich yubeis trumitin. Mishal Herich Tkiya Kishir Azev Herich Meshvarim Lo Kaya Mitzvah Lo Kamar Lo Kamar. And someone who decides to go ahead and marich in the Tkiya, the first Tkiya is marich, and then he's marich in the and then he's the Herich Meshvarim. Then again, are we looking at the Shvarim at the Trua, or are we looking at the Tkiya? So the first sheet holds you can go ahead and you can go as long as you want the Tkiya, as long as it's longer than the trua. And the second sheet holds, the sheet of stasis, that you have to be sure that the trua is a certain shear, and the tki has to match up to that.
Mishmur says that yud beis trumitim is a tal sofer,
should be yud ches. Okay, right. Right, the tier is in the shvarim is a little bit like it comes out your ches, correct? So we, you know, the minig in general. So the reason I'm saying the brisker minig is that it helps define the two different shitas. Since Rav Chaim was machadish that since the second shita holds that you have to have a certain shear of the trua, so the general minig is like the first shita. We try to, you know, and it goes by the tkiya has to match up. However, the yotze both, therefore as long as the point is that you get the shear in the middle. So if you have to, you add in shvarim to get the shear of test for meeting in the middle, and then you have to be most of sounds. You get the length of the shvarim is long enough, and the length of the tkiyas are long enough. Right? It's, I'm not saying you should do it. It's a little bit confusing. You have to look into it. I'm trying to define the two different shitas. The two different shitas are that you need to define the tkiyah and trua have to be equal. I mean, they all hold that. I mean, the Ravid holds differently. The Ravid holds that they don't have to. That's not tali habaha. The first two shitas hold they are tali habaha. But it sort of depends on how you've defined it. Is it defined by the whole amount or by each individual sound? Gimel shvarim, that's a sif dalet. Gimel shvarim tzarech lasisim in neshima achas. So this is another machlokes. Now the gimel shvarim has to be done in neshima achas. Of a gimel shvarim v'trua, the tashrat. But it can't be, you know, he does a shvarim two, and wait, it has to be. It's a very short pause. Some say it's all one sound, and the shvarim tvua is one type of b'chia, like I mentioned before. That's a shulchan's masbir. That there's three different types of bechias and shvarim trua. It's not that we're misupik about is shvarim trua put the sounds together. Shvarim trua is a different sound b'fnei atzmo. So you have to do it with one neshiva. Yari shema yotzi de kulam with tkiyas to miyushev yasev and neshiva achas. The first ones which we call miyushev, which truth be told Ashkenazim stand anyway, but shvarim taka sit. Minig of the is to sit for the miyushev. You do it with neshima achas. But kiyas to ma'umad yase b'shtei neshimas. Kiyas ma'umad you do two neshimas. The gavah minig ha'poshut lasis akol b'shtei neshimas ein l'shanois. That the minig is to go ahead and the ramaz of the minig is. To do the minig of Pasha and Ashkenaz, let's just do two neshimas. Nowadays, we're knowing more like the Mechaber, that we do the miyushev with one neshima, and after at the end we do two neshimas after Kaddish or whatever we do two neshimas. The reason we start with one neshima is the Amar Shtei Neshimas. One neshima is you're also yotze. You're definitely yotze. Especially yotze with shtei neshimas, it's hard. One neshima is hard. It's especially as the Baltic, they can get tired, whatever. So the lemaise is that you can do shtei neshimas and yotze, but the one neshima everyone's masking and therefore you do that first to ensure yotze your mitzvah to say. I don't remember about Chazaras Hashas itself, but yeah, not the first. The first ones are done in Neshima Achas. Definitely at the end they do two Neshimas. Okay, I don't remember about the Zeres HaShatz. I actually don't remember. Hey, im taka tarat v'neshima achas, you did tarat v'neshima achas, yotza. That's fine. V'yesh v'she'oimer shalol yotza. The tarat means you did tekiya, tura tekiya all in one breath. Some say you're yotze with that. Some say no, that you have to have a nicker, rosh. And tekiya has to be nicker, tura has to be nicker. It's three different sounds, and if it's not nicker, then you don't have a pshuta, which is based on a pasuk, a pshuta before and a pshuta afterwards is one neshira, means it's one sound. Im herich b'tekiya achreina shel tash.
He didn't pause.
Without breathing,
that's fine.
He doesn't have to feel the pause. I think the shira just means he pauses. Yeah.
Even before.
It means a pause. And I don't know. I don't think. In general, it's easier if you take a short breath. but whatever is easier. The point is the pause.
It's master from the Shemurus of Katan Chafali. Ach, he's a Hershel Yasuki Temikdei Nishima.
Right, Temikdei Nishima, it's a Shemurus man, it's a pause, it's not a... Right. Vav, im herich mit kia achreina shal tashrak, kishir shtei tekiyas. If you're marich in the last tekiya, you do a very long tekiya, you want to go ahead and do a long one to save yourself koiches, it doesn't work. Ella b'shvil tekiya achas v'yishayvin shafil b'shvil achas also, because the problem is by tekiya, if you have in mind to chop it in half, we had this in the last sermon, you want to go ahead and you want to say you have kavana to chop it in half and to say chetzi lezeh, then you pass, either it doesn't work or you pass the whole thing, because it's not once, and your kavana makes a difference in the sound. What the sound is for, and can break it up. Hagav im taka tekiya achas bein shtei starim. If he was between two starim, he blew one tekiya. Vahisne she'ezav bein starim who hanachon tala lo oisa tekiya yatsa. He went ahead he said, listen. So if it's for tashrat. For tashrat, if it's for tashat, then it's for tashat.
But he didn't have
a mind
to split it up.
Then he is yodze, but it's not how Chazal were koveya. Each thing should be, because technically you're right. There's a pshuta before the shvarim, but that's not how Chazal set it up. That's what happened. But if your kavana is to go ahead and split it up, then you. That messes the whole thing up, and it's not going to work. However, we do pass them. Sure, does bring down that the halacha is like the first day, you are yotze for one if a person hasn't had in mind for two. Don't hold upon him. Siv Zion im ta, which is depends on the Baal Tokeya. It can be common in Tal b'Tashrat. V'achas shataka shtei shvarim ta'a. He did two shvarim and he went straight into trua. Hiskalaria in Nizkar miyad. In the middle of the trua, itaka shever acher. Then he has to start whatever. Then that's fine. And then you finish with a trua. You know, Nitzkarach Gamar Trua. If you finish the Trua, you stopped. Meaning, what does it mean you finish the Trua? Shichel b'toast. It means you paused. I'll say if you still have one breath, and even though you finished the nine sounds you usually make, you haven't taken a breath yet. You can go straight into the Shvarim and fix it. That's okay. The finishing the Trua is if he paused. Lo hifsid at tekiyah rishona. However, right, you have to go back and you have to do the shvarim truah, but you're not master the original tekiyah shataka, because these sounds are not, they're like akil like the misasik. They're not going to passel the set. Even the niskar at shagamar truah, right? Elachoyzim tekiyah gimel shvarim yomiriyah tekiyah. But im irat v'tashad v'tarat. That's by shvarim truah, because we have, the shvarim truah has different sounds, and the sounds can be, you know, they're not out of place.
It could be in any order.
It
seems to be saying that.
It could be, I mean, I don't think, right, like I said, true before it's for Shariah, you can't do that. But since there's the extra sounds of Shariah, so then.
But he also said if you did Shariah, if you did one Shever, another Shever, nine Truas, and then a third Shever, you're Yotze. So it's
Mashmah
that.
Oh, no, you don't do that. No, you don't do nine. I said mention that in the Shema Achas, right? In the Shema Achas, it's like one sound. I mean, it's all Kilu. If it's not in the Shema Achas, then it's also different. Let's say it's two Neshimas, and you do Shvarim, two Shvarim, and then you do Trua, and then, you know, so then, and then you pause, and you have to go back over. But these sounds are still, it still can be. But if you do Taran and Tashad, Hifsik Gam Tekiyah Rishona, because if you say you have to do Shvarim, and you do Trua, you're messing up the set, you know. But the sounds of the Shvarim and the Trua, it's not Kiyil, there's a puzzle sound, you know, that's Makalko, the whole Seder. So therefore, however, in Tashad and Taran, he started doing whatever, then it's a problem, there's a question about you know, if there's different hakpodos and the makris and things or whatever, about if you know, if there's a mistake in tashat, and he starts a short sound, and then he has a problem getting it out, whether that's considered a sound which messes up or not. If the Baal Tokeya has koichas and things, whatever, so then, you know the Baal Tokeya, and he's a strong Baal Tokeya, then, you know, it's better to go back to the Tokeya, because it could be a sound, either it's Misasik, or it could be it's a sound of, by Tarad, you're the sound of a Shever, you have one sound that it can, you know, so then, even though you started the Shvarim, or you started doing a Shever, and it got out as a puff, that's a Trua, so it's better to go back. But but there is a discussion that I don't think it's Musk, I think it's okay if it was a Tos, so the Shan sound didn't come out well. Ches, im Hisik b'Trua bein Tekiya l'Shvarim, if you did a Shvarim and then you did a Trua, or Shehizik b'Shvarim bein Trua l'Tekiya, v'chein hariya shtei Truas zu achar zu, either two Truas, or Shetaka achar Trua Tekiya Gimis Asik Shalushem Tekiya. You know, it didn't have proper kavana. Then Hizra be true tekiya la achar shataka gimel shvarim shasak the hifsik. He has to catch his breath, and it takes a while. Achar kach taka shvarim acherim afilu shever echad b'chol eila havi hifsik v'hifsik gam. Again, the din is if it's a hefsik, then you go ahead and you lose the whole thing. You have to go back. But the thing with misasek the stam is that the machlokes in the Shabur and the Magen Avraham about whether a sound of misasek, the Magen Avraham says that misasek is not called a tekiya bichlal. He had no kavana. I don't know. He was testing the shofar to see it blows or whatever it is. You know, sometimes they sit there knocking out all the spit and try to add something to clog, like, whatever. So then, you know, and he's trying to blow it. That the Magen Avraham says that is not nachsh of a sound at all. Nashayeng in the Mishnah verse says you should be machmir that misal. You should be misal. He brings in the Bir Lacha. He does bring that chachila. It's better not to be sumach on the Magen Avraham. Again, all these things are lefi and meikur adin, you know, as long as, you know, misasik, you know, is okay. You know, again, with the toast that he, you know, he tried blowing and didn't come out is also, they said that something that's not necessarily a sound also, like the Magen Avraham. However, the chachila again, if the baltakeya is doing okay, if the again the makri has to see that or the rav or whatever, then it's always kedai just to go back at least definitely in the first, the first set of 30 to go back and try to be sure that it's done, that it's done properly. If it's at the end by kaddish, okay, then they're not as machmir on it. Again, that's the fear inyan. Also, if it's just to finish up, the sound that comes out is the discusses of Miller is a horse. He said a horse sound, meaning horse, not a horse. A very raspy sound that squeaks out. Sometimes they have Bali Takiya who are 80 years old because they've been doing it for whatever. It's Talmud Chacham. He's Kavanos, whatever it is, and he gets it out, but it's a very faint. It's very, it's still called the sound, and it's, you're still yotze with it. Even also in the middle of a tekiah, there are those who are makvil tekiah if it goes up and down, it's not 100% straight. But
the pitch changes,
things like that. But that's a chumrah. It's not meikar adin, and that's fine. So we'll continue. I still don't know if I forgot the sheet.